Hello, this is Bill Reese. Remember how some old-timers still call it the icebox? The refrigerator is a luxury that was not an option before 1935, and even boxes that would hold blocks of ice to keep food cool was not a home option here until 1919, when Harry Thomas started a home delivery service called the National Ice Company. Coolest spot in town was at the corner of 5th Street and Franklin. Ice had been harvested naturally in the winters for years from a few ponds in the area, particularly Painter's Pond at Ashland Road and 5th Avenue. Blocks of ice would be harvested and stored in sawdust-packed barns, then distributed carefully throughout the spring and summer. Market prices were monitored for ice, same as grain prices are today, and winter temperatures affected the supply just as summer temperatures affected the demand. Until the National Ice Company came along, only commercial establishments, such as breweries and saloons, were ice customers, but by the mid-1920s, a fleet of 20 vehicles, wagons, and trucks made regular rounds. Of course, as the refrigerator emerged, the ice company business melted away, and by 1944, home delivery was halted. Soon after, the facilities were, well, liquidated.